Good morning. During this past week, I was asked when the person found out that I was the priest at St. Ignatius, he said, "Oh, well, what are you?" And I said, I don't understand your question. Do you mean, are we queer Christian?" He says, no, I know that the Orthodox are Christian. I said, "But I mean, what are you?" I said, I don't know how to answer. What do you mean, what am I or what we are? He says, "No, I mean, are you Greek? Are you Russian? Are you this? Are you that? What ethnicity are you?" So I thought a minute and I said, "Well, we're Hellenes. Hellenes. We're Hellenes." He says, "Oh, you're Greeks." And I said, "No, we're Hellenes." He says, "Do you have any Greeks there?" And I said, "Yes, we have Greeks here." "So you're Greeks?" I said, "No, we're Hellenes. Because we have people from all over the world here." He says, "We are a variety of people. The word Hellenas is not synonymous with Greek." He says, "Hellenes are xenophili. They are friends of the strangers. They are friends of those who are unlike themselves. They love those people. And we are Hellenes, we are xenophili." And I said, "Greeks are xenophobi." They're afraid of the xeno, or the foreigner, or those that are different from them. So, it says Greek Orthodox, but we are the true Hellenes. Anyone in ancient Greece could be an Hellene, because we were looking for the universal good. Even pre-Christian, it was the universal good that we were seeking. The philosophers, all of the teachers, they were seeking out that universal good. The Greeks, not the Athenians, but the rest of them, the rest of the Hellenes, readily accepted the idea of Christ because it fit into their philosophy. Now, poor Paul went to Athens and he gave that beautiful, beautiful speech to the Athenians, and he made one convert. But in general, he was not speaking to Hellenes. Even though they might have been philosophers, he was not speaking to true Hellenes, because true Hellenes are universal. They want to know about everyone and be able to accept them for their good and put the good together. So the good that comes from one end of the world and the good that comes from the other end of the world will come together. And the good that God blessed them with and the good that God blessed the others with will be brought together. And we will all be blessed by that good. You know, sometimes in the world, and even today we see it as the wars rage from all over the world. We have wars and rumors of wars right now. He says, "Why is that?" He says, "Because the devil, the great divider, the one who divides and separates, is doing exactly that. He separates us, and then he convinces us that there's a reason that we should go and kill each other." You know, war has certain characteristics. Before someone can send, let's say even from ancient times, before he can send his soldiers to war, to do the act which is fundamentally against humanity, our fundamental instincts tell us that it's wrong to kill somebody else. Our fundamental instincts are that we have to be compassionate to others. I mean, fundamentally, if we see somebody hurting on the ground, don't we want to help them? Isn't there something that we want to do for them? I mean, that's an instinct. To go against that is destroying that instinct. He says, well, that's how God created us. But in order for someone to convince his people to go to war, he has to dehumanize the enemy. And that's what we see happening today. The radical Islamists have dehumanized the Jews and the Christians. They say that these people are not real people, they're pigs. Okay, well, let's go kill them. So this is the way it's always done. In World War II, even though we were attacked by the Japanese, still the propaganda from our side had to be to show them as something that the Japanese people fundamentally were not. The posters that we showed with babies on bayonets and this and the that. Well, they had the same kind of posters in Japan about the Americans. The same thing in Europe during World War II. The same thing in World War I. Same thing back to the beginning of time is the dehumanization of the other guy. The dehumanization of the xenon, the foreigner. So it's not that hard to kill them when we have dehumanized them. We do the same thing throughout our lives. Be careful, because there's a lot of propaganda going on both ways. But the church, the universal church, the Hellenic church, the church of Eliness, is different. Christ came into the world to humanize the world. His church is here to humanize all of people, to recognize our humanity, and to fall in love with other cultures. This is what our role is to bring everyone together, to be a beautiful tapestry of all of God's children. It is, we are all humans. We all share in the fundamental image of God that he gave us. He says we are all his children. And this is why we are truly blessed in this community to say that we are aliens. You're not saying the word Elena or Helene is not a nationalistic word. It came way before the trend for nationalism. It is a word that means the people who seek the universal truths, the universal good. So let's all together allow ourselves to be unified by the Spirit of God, by the Holy Spirit, and truly become the universal church, and truly continue on the way that we are, so that we will love all of those who come through the door. There is no such thing as xenos in the Hellenic church. There is no such thing as a foreigner. There is no such thing as someone who is different from us. It doesn't matter what their culture is. It doesn't matter what their language is. It doesn't matter what their color is. It doesn't matter anything. If they walk through the door, we have to assume that they were brought here by the Holy Spirit to become part of this body. So to make a short story long, this person I was talking to was confused. And he said, I don't understand what you're talking about. And I said, if you understand what Jesus was teaching, then you will understand what an Elena is and what a Greek is. So I felt very comfortable being Greek and trying my best to be an Hellenist to speak to this person this way, because he was a Greek and he was mulling this whole notion of becoming an Hellenist. So I hope that we all become universal beings like our Lord has intended, universal beings in our image of God. God is a universal God. Then his church and his servants and his children should be universal children. So we are children of the universe. Never forget that we have been created not only in his image, but very special, so that we might fulfill his ministry, so that we might go out into the world and show the world who Jesus Christ is. And you don't have to do that by going on mission trips to Timbuktu. You can do that in your life, when you walk out the door, when you greet somebody at the counter at Walmart. Or I say Walmart because it has to have a mart on the end of it for me to go to it. But I'm sure that some of you go to other stores as well, the more expensive stores. But you, when you greet somebody, show them the image of God. Show them through your smile. Show them through your caring. Show them through your love. And they will know you are Christians by your love for each other. It is the love that the Lord has given us and made in his image. So we should be also lovers of everyone, whoever they may be, wherever they are, and however they treat us. We have to be the image of God. And the image of God is not Bible thumping. The image of God is not pressuring people. The image of God is being as good as we can to everybody. And then, if they have not experienced God in their lives, that day that you show up, that day that you interact with them, they will have experienced the image of God in their lives. So, you are the army. We are not dehumanizing, we are humanizing. Go out and don't defeat the foreigners. Go out and embrace the foreigners. Because we are not an army of this world. We are an army of Christ.